Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we're on week 11 of 13 weeks of daily devotions. And each week has a different theme about how we ought to be serving God as we serve people. And this week we're looking at serving with purity, and today's specific topic is purity in the way we walk. In the 119th Psalm, which covers a lot of territory, the psalmist is having a conversation with God, and he asks, "How can a young man keep his way pure?" And in the conversation, he gives the answer. It's by living according to your word, according to God's word. I ask in the written devotion in the book, the question, how often are you tempted in the way you live, the way you walk, your daily life? And do you think that perhaps you are tempted more often than you even realize? I think sometimes the subtleness of the enemy is what does us in. We're on guard, so to speak, against the full, all-out frontal attacks, the things that we've been warned against all of our life. But the things which have become acceptable. When Jesus is teaching, he proclaims, he kind of, I think, forcefully says, watch out for greed. And I don't know about you, but I don't know that we hear a lot about that. Not nearly as much as we hear about watching out for sexual immorality, sexual temptations. And I think one of the reasons is, well, we have a hard time defining greed. Greed is always something that somebody else has, not us. The things we want are good and just and right. Our desire to accumulate is wholesome. It's appropriate. It's proper. And the difficulty is there's not a clear defining line. The Bible talks about storing up for the future. He raised up Joseph. Through being sold by his brothers, through being a slave, through being imprisoned, so that he could carry out God's instructions of saving up enough grain to last for 7 years. And then to be able to sell that grain. But he also is the same God that tells a rich young ruler who seems to be owned by his possessions to sell everything he has and give it to the poor. And then come and follow Jesus. And so we walk with great difficulty when it comes to keeping our walk pure, when it comes to our daily decisions. And greed is just one of those aspects of our walk that we have to be on guard about. The places that we go, the things that we expose ourselves to, the things that we are willing to listen to and eventually accept. one of the principles that guide or exist in our life is that the more we hear things from multiple sources, the more likely we are to believe it. And so we live this life being told that this sin or that sin is okay, and it isn't long before we begin to believe that everything God's Word says, or at least that part of what God's Word says, isn't meant for today. And once we start removing, whether we literally do it or not, what we believe from God's Word, or what we choose not to believe, it isn't long until we doubt the entire thing. And all of a sudden we have no straight edge for a walk, a life of purity. You see, I believe that's what the psalmist is getting at. How do you keep your way pure? By living according to God's Word, by using God's Word as this straight edge by which we measure everything. That it determines whether this is a way of purity or not. Not popular opinion, not public polls, not what everyone else is doing. Not even necessarily what the preachers are saying. But God's Word. And to include this in a devotion on serving God as we serve people. It's this purity of walk that helps us to serve with a greater integrity. It helps us to serve in a way that God's Word is seen as living and active because it's seen in us. And granted, God's Word instructs us on how to express that. How to live according to His Word in a way that draws people to Jesus, and not in a way that excludes people, not in a way that condemns. A way that may bring conviction, a way that may challenge a person's actions, their thought processes, but not in condemnation. When we choose to walk in purity, we need to do so in a way that represents Jesus, but not in a way that we come across as a holier-than-thou kind of person in our attitude. And sometimes just simply living right gives us that reputation, even though it isn't a part of our attitude. The walking according to God's Word is shining light into things that people don't want lit up. I'm not saying this purity of walk is going to make everybody applaud and look on you with awe and wonder and acceptance. But our attitude with one another, with those that we serve, goes a long way into how people see that purity of walk. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to spend time with God, asking that He would help you to better understand the temptations that come your way. That He would help you to accurately evaluate your daily life the way that you do walk each day, the temptations that you may have given into without even noticing because they're things that the world around you accepts. But God says, hold on a minute. That you would be quick to live by God's word rather than being quick to judge others by your way of life. You see, when we allow God's word to be a straight edge to our life, then it's our life. That becomes the light that the world needs to see. And it's through time in prayer, time listening to God, time in His Word, that we're able to daily purify our walk as we purify the decisions we make. And when I talk about our walk, I'm talking about simply the way of life. Our physical walk, the places we go, may or may not change at all. But the way of life, the way we live in those places, will change. And God's desire is that we would live according to His Word. That we would have purity in our daily walk. That we would represent Jesus well as we serve people in this life of purity. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You're a God that loves us. Your love for us calls us to Yourself in a way that requests and even demands that we walk in a purity of every aspect of our life. But You've not simply made a demand that's unreasonable, that's unattainable. You've given us the way to do that by living according to Your Word. You've given all of the instructions we need. You've even given all of the help that we need through Your Spirit that lives within us. A Spirit that can help us and guide us and direct us when the temptations come in ways that kind of sneak under what we're paying attention to. Father, a Spirit that can lead us in the path that You would have us to walk upon. That would know. Because we've spent time listening to Your Word. That when something isn't right, when something is really attempting us to step away from the path that You've set before us, when something's tempting us to lean away from that straight edge of Your Word. Father, today, help us to examine each step of our daily walk. To examine it for the purity of content, the purity of attitude, the purity of thought. For all of the things that make up our day, that we would serve with a greater purity in the way we live. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that this purity of walk would be not only taught to them, but modeled for them. In a time where we often look at ages that peer pressure seems to reign supreme in their lives. May we raise up children that seek after you with a whole heart, that walk with you every day, that help others to know that their walk with you is not a walk they take alone. Father, that our children would be protected and on guard against the temptations that come their way. Father, forgive us for the times where we've been the source of those temptations. In our way of life, in our instruction, in our example. And we've led them away from the straight edge of your word. May you convict us. May you help us to notice those areas that we need to change and to walk differently. Fathers, I pray today, I pray for some specific individuals, and I pray for my friend Barb, who's been struggling for quite some time now with COVID pneumonia and oxygen delivery issues in the hospital over the weekend that has made it worse. I pray that you would continue to work in her life, that you'd watch over her and her family, that you would bring healing, that your power would overcome the difficulties and the complications that were brought about this past weekend. Father, I pray for my daughter who is in this roller coaster of spring, summer, winter, and fall we have in 24-hour period here that tends to bring about seizures. And I pray for those that I don't even know that are struggling today. Some are struggling to survive physically, emotionally, spiritually. The attacks have worn them down. And they're not worrying so much about purity of a daily walk. They're just worrying about that next step. And I pray that you would surround them, not simply with your presence, but with people who represent you well, that would be their encouragers and their helpers, that a walk of purity would make sense and be attainable. Father, for those who are watching loved ones suffer, whether it's from COVID or dementia or cancer or a variety of other ailments and illnesses and simply the aging process, I pray that you would help everyone to continue to show your love in the midst of very difficult circumstances. Father, as we pray today in the weekly prayer guide that I've published, that we would keep watch for opportunity, even in the midst of opposition, that we would never lose sight of your presence and your desire that we represent Jesus. So, Father, today as we live life, help us to not simply examine the way we live that life, but help us to commit with the help of your word and your spirit to walk in purity with every step that we take. And Father, may our doing so be such that it lifts up Jesus in every way possible, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.